Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 9th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Uber Eats signed a 10-year deal with the autonomous delivery startup Nuro to use its vehicles for food delivery. This fall, the two companies will deploy autonomous vehicles in Mountain View, California and Houston, Texas, although no word on initial fleet sizes. Next year, YouTube will launch support for educational creators to charge for courses directly on its platform. This will come initially in beta to the U.S. and South Korea. Over the coming months, YouTube will also launch a quizzes feature, letting creators add a quiz in a channel's community tab. YouTube also announced a new embedded player for education, which omits ads, recommendations, and external links, coming initially to U.S. edtech companies like Edpuzzle, Purdue University, and Purdue Global. CoinDesk sources say the U.S. Treasury Department will soon issue a future of money report advising the federal government to continue work on issuing a digital dollar. The draft report cautions that actually issuing a central bank digital currency or CBDC should only be done if it's in the quote national interest. The final decision to issue a digital dollar belongs to the U.S. Federal Reserve Board. Its chair, Jerome Powell, has stated it wouldn't proceed on a CBDC without support from Congress and the White House. India's finance ministry said the Reserve Bank of India will prepare an approved list of legal loan apps that will be allowed on app stores in the country. The ministry will also review and cancel licenses for non-banking financial institutions if they are found to not monitor for money laundering. Disney Plus launched a new AR experience companion iOS app in conjunction with the release of the short film Remembering. Users can scan their TV with an iOS device to watch AR content extended from their screen synced to playback on a TV. Amazon intends to acquire the 138-year-old privately owned Belgian mechatronics company Kloostermans, which offers tech to move heavy pallets and robotics to package customer orders. Amazon began using Kloostermans products in 2019. Google began rolling out an update to Nearby Share on Android, now letting you automatically accept shares on the same Google account, even with the display off. Android also updated sound notifications in accessibility settings. Previously, these would send notifications for predetermined sounds, things like fire alarms or door knocks. Now users can create custom ones by recording specific noises. Instagram confirmed it will test reposting content in a user's main feed with a small group of users, similar to resharing stories. Social media consultant Matt Navarra posted a screenshot showing a repost tab on user profiles. Cisco's Talos security team reports it observed the threat group known as Lazarus targeting energy providers in the U.S., Canada, and Japan between February and July this year. Lazarus is a North Korean state-backed advanced persistent threat group. These attacks use the previously disclosed Log4j vulnerability to compromise VMware Horizon servers. Cisco believes Lazarus wanted to obtain long-term access to conduct espionage operations. Fujifilm announced the X-H2 mirrorless camera, its first with a 40-megapixel sensor. It can record video up to 8K resolution, 30 frames per second, with internal Apple ProRes recording. It features in-body image stabilization and a pixel shift to multi-shot mode, able to capture 160 megapixel photos using pixel information from 20 amalgamated shots. It's available in late September for $2,000, body only. Speaking at the Code 2022 conference, Apple CEO Tim Cook dismissed the idea of adopting RCS messaging, which would put to rest the green bubble issue when messages from an iPhone user get sent to someone with an Android device. "I don't hear our users asking that we put a lot of energy in on that at this point," Cook said, saying instead, "I would love to convert you to an iPhone." Intel published specifications for its Arc A series of discrete desktop GPUs. The top-of-the-line Arc A770 will feature 32 Z cores and up to 16 gigabytes of GDDR6 memory with peak bandwidth of 560 gigabits per second. The A750 will offer 28 Z cores, while the A580 will offer 24 Z cores, but both will have 8 gigabytes of GDDR6 and 512 gigabits per second bandwidth. These will join the entry-level A380 already on the market. No word on pricing or availability for the new cards. And finally, NVIDIA will stream an event on September 20th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time called GeForce Beyond, a special broadcast. It's expected to announce its 40 series GPUs built on the Lovelace architecture, that's the successor to Ampere. You can watch the event on Twitch and YouTube. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.